WPGW AM and FM Portland.
To the Forkside Fieldhouse, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch, and I apologize for our technical problems. That was all me. So that happens once in a while.
Especially with technology.
Yeah. We're back going now, though, and you're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. As Fort Recovery has taken on the Wapakoneta Redskins here, and it's a good story so far. Brian, fill us in on what the people missed.
Yeah, it's a 12-5 start right now for the Indians. We're pushing in transition, get some transition buckets. We have a couple steals for some layups by Brooke and Allie. Key has a couple jump shots, so, and Val has hit a bucket inside. So right now, like I say, it's 12-5 Indians. So
Fort Recovery in the lead, Wapakoneta with the basketball. Fort Recovery is pressing full court here. With the ball there is Cassie Saunders, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. It'll be Wapakoneta's basketball. Again, Lady Indians lead here 12-5 in the first quarter, about 4:15 to go in the quarter. Nice win for Fort Recovery's boys basketball team last night as they edged St. Mary's by 2 points here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery off to a 1-0 start this year with a nice win over Crestview. That was last Friday night when that game was played. Wapakoneta moving the ball around the perimeter here. Out front with it. Over to the right side. There is Mackenzie Wilson. She'll pass underneath. And kind of a little backdoor play there, and scoring on the play was Cassie Saunders from Wapakoneta. Here's Allie Vaughn. She'll pass over on the left side. There's a shot from the corner by Kiki Wendell. No good. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. Wapakoneta brings it down over on the right side on the wing. Here's a drive to the hole, and we've got a traveling call on Wapakoneta. Lady Redskins trail the Lady Indians by a score here of 12-7 at the moment. You're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. We have on the other side of our radio stations, we have the IU and Purdue game going on. And also another big game in the Big Ten today, of course, is Michigan and Ohio State. And I guess so far, Brian, Ohio State is in the lead in that one.
Yeah, I think it is 28-16 Buckeyes.
So that's the first half of play still. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Kiki Wendell over on the left side to Allie Vaughn. Now there's Fort Camp with the ball. Back outside it goes. Brooke Collig. Collig will pass on the left side. Allie Vaughn back out to Kiara Wendell. Back on the left to Allie, fires a three, does not go, a little off to the left. And a foul on the rebound is called on Fort Recovery. They're going to whistle that one on Kiara Wendell.
Yeah, the Walpocks went to a 2-3 matchup zone, and right now the Indians are standing a little bit too much. We got to get a little bit more ball movement and player movement here against it.
Kiki has 5 points. Again, 4 points for Brooke Collig. 2 points for Val Mollenkamp so far. One for Allie Vaughn. Here's a pass that's thrown out of bounds by Wapakoneta. And so Fort Recovery will get the ball back. Kiara Wendell on the far side. Trapping defense here for Wapakoneta. Indians seem to break it okay. Kiki Wendell inside to Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires, has a shot blocked. Picked up by Kiara Wendell. Up no good, and it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Last touch by Wapakoneta. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians today from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna and all of Dr. Banna's staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away, and here's Wapakoneta at the other end, and it's going to be a jump ball called, which will go to Wapakoneta. Throwing the ball in here for the Lady Redskins will be Nakane Ambos, I believe is how you pronounce her name. Out front with the basketball is Katie Lisi. Her dad is the junior varsity coach for the Lady Redskins. Back outside, top of the key. Over on the right to Casey Minig. The ball's loose and out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch, Wapakoneta, off the fingertips of Katie Lisi. And so Fort Recovery will get the basketball back. Lady Indians basketball from the Fortside Fieldhouse will be following them at Versailles on Thursday night. Left side Faith Paige Fort Camp's up no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Here's Olivia Patch with the ball in the lane. Makes a move, puts it up. Oh, just a little bit off, and it's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery's Paige Fort Camp. So Wapakoneta will get the basketball back. Tonight we'll have Jay County basketball on 105.3 FM, Jay County in Richmond. And we'll have Blackford basketball, Blackford and Bluffton at 100.9 on the FM dial. Indians boys team has the night off tonight. There's a little backdoor play, and it didn't work. The intended receiver of the pass there, Katie Lisi, couldn't catch up with the ball and ended up out of bounds.
We're getting beat on those, Rob. That's about two or three they've thrown. They just haven't been able to execute, but
right.
They're there.
They're getting the ball there. So far, it hasn't hurt us. Fort Recovery leads here 12-7 in the first quarter. A minute to go. Inside, there's a drive to the hoop. It's up, and it's good by Fort Recovery's Allie Vaughn. 14-7 now. Allie with 3 points in the game. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Kiki. And it'll be given to Wapakoneta on the far sideline. Kind of a slim crowd here today, Brian. The folks home watching the big football game up north.
Yeah, this is an important day in Ohio, so high school basketball kind of takes the back seat. And unfortunately, we couldn't get the game moved up, which a lot of schools do. But we couldn't with some official things, I guess, with timing. So we tried.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
Yep, we tried.
That would have been good. With the ball, Wapakoneta. Addie Allen with it. She'll pass over on the right side to Mackenzie Wilson. Back on the left to go. 3-point shots way off the mark. Rebound comes down to Paige Fortkamp. Atabrook Colleague on the right side into the corner. There's Val Mollenkamp firing and missing air ball. Rebound comes down to Kiki Wendell. 26 seconds to go. Cross-court pass down low to Val Mollenkamp over on the right side to Brooke Colleague. Back out top to Kiara Wendell. Standing out near the timeline now. Indians are going to take the last shot here, leading 14-7. Ball's tapped loose. Picked up by Paige Fortkamp. There's Brooke Colleague. Colleague left side to Kiara Wendell. Fires a three. Does not go. And a foul's going to be called on Olivia Patch going over the back as the horn sounds. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Once again, the Fort Recovery Indians here leading the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins by a score of 14-7. We'll be back in a moment here on Jay Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we begin the second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. And there's traveling called on Brooke Collig as the Lady Indians had the basketball to open up the quarter. 14-7, but not a lot of scoring recently for Fort Recovery. All that happened pretty early. There's a shot from the right side. It's good by Wapakoneta's Addie Allen. And that's her first basket of the day, and that makes it 14-9 now. And there's a ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Last touch by Wapak.
Right now, the matchup 2-3 zone from Walpock is kind of slowing us down, making us make some ball movement and player movement. Like I said, we're doing a lot of standing, so right now we're struggling to get some shots off.
Right side to Brooke Collig, down low to Val Mollenkamp, tries to drive underneath, and they say she touched it last. As it goes out of bounds, it'll be given to Wapakoneta. Any talk at the in the area about doing away with the Redskins nickname for Wapakoneta and St. Henry?
None that I've heard of.
I don't see a problem myself, but I think some people do.
Right now, I think we're in the day and age where people have problems with everything.
I think maybe you're right. I think maybe you're right. Wapakoneta with the ball, and there's a nice job of tying up the Lady Redskins, the Kane Ambos by Brooke Collig.
Yeah, you can't put the ball in front of her that nonchalant like that. She'll take that from you.
Well, she grabbed that baby and wasn't going to let go of it. For recovery, Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, Brooke Collig, Paige Fortkamp, and now into the lineup is Whitley Rammel. Redskins with the ball. Across the timeline as the inbounds pass came into the backcourt. There's a pass underneath, open and partially blocked, I think, maybe by Paige Fortkamp. Down come the Lady Indians with the ball. Nice job on defense there. Brooke Collig right side, back on the left side to Kiara Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp firing a three, and it's good. Paige Fortkamp drains a three to make it 17-9 now in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. See K&L Tractor Sales and Service for that great New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment and much more. Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's banked in, rattled in. Three-pointer by Nikane Ambos. 17-12, that cuts the lead to 5 points. As Wapakoneta converts to three, and now there's a pass by Whitley Rammel that's tipped and stolen by the Lady Redskins, and Wapakoneta brings it up now. Addie Allen with the basketball, passing over on the left to Nikane Ambos. Ambos dribbling the basketball out near the center circle. On the left side it goes to Taylor Jenkins. Jenkins goes back out top to Mackenzie Wilson. Over on the right, back out top. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta. Back up. It's no good. Off the front of the rim by Cassie Saunders. Fort Recovery comes down with the board. Whitley Rammel over to Brooke Collig. Collig right side to Paige Fortkamp. Down low, there's Allie Vaughn. Back out top. Kiki Wendell. Timeout is called by Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. So we'll return. Fort Recovery leading here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter, 17-12 over Wapakoneta.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. On Saturday, November 30th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we want to celebrate Small Business Saturday with you. Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery will have an assortment of sales, plus everyone will receive a $5 gift certificate for every $25 spent during the Small Business Saturday at Kaut Pharmacy. Mark your calendars for November 30th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and get ready to shop small with us. Kaut Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Again, that's going on today until 4 o'clock this afternoon there at Kaut Pharmacy and many of the other Fort Recovery merchants celebrating Small Business Saturday. 5:17 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard here in the second quarter. 17-12, Lady Indians by 5. It's a good thing we got off of that quick start because it's been kind of struggles since.
Yeah, a little sluggish right now. We're not real sharp on really either end of the ball. We're kind of lucky Walpock hasn't executed very well because they've had people coming off of back screens wide open. They've had backdoor layups open. They've just, like I said, have fumbled the ball or overthrown it. And we're just not real sharp right now, but we got to clean that up, which I think we will here as we progress.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Kiki Wendell has it, but lost it, but picked up, luckily, by Paige Fortkamp. Back out between the circles to Allie Vaughn on the left to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp cross-court pass to Kiara Wendell. Wendell right corner, right wing to Brooke Collig. Back out top to Fortkamp. Here's Kiara Wendell back to Fortkamp. Down the baseline to Whitley Rammel. Rammel tried to feed Allie Vaughn, but it's tipped out of bounds by Wapakoneta, so Port Recovery will put it in play underneath the basket. Again, next up at Versailles next Thursday, a big conference game for the Lady Indians. Inbounds pass to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn dribbles in, back outside. Brooke Collig to Wendell. Here's Whitley Rammel firing, and the shot is blocked by Mackenzie Wilson. Wilson, a pretty tall gal, listed at 6 foot. And so Kiki's going to put the ball in play here. Kiara Wendell comes in to Paige Fortkamp, right side to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn now to Brooke Collig. Collig on the left side to Kiara Wendell. Here's Fortkamp, corner shot, good! Two threes by Paige Fortkamp here in the second quarter. And it's 20-12, Fort Recovery by eight. Those two threes were big ones, Brian.
Yeah, they were, and then they're against that 2-3 zone, and they're not guarding that bottom wing very well, and that's where Paige has found both of them.
Left side with the basketball. The Kane Ambos, and here's a ball tipped by Allie Vaughn, but picked up by Wapakoneta by Cassie Saunders. Now she lost it, picks it back up, passes on the left wing to the Kane Ambos. Ambos dribbles in, passes off, around the horn it goes, over on the left wing to Taylor Jenkins, guarded by Allie Vaughn. Back out top, now to Addie Allen. Fort Recovery leading here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard, 20-12. Ball's tipped by Brooke Collig, but picked up by Wapak. Over on the left out in the Kane Ambos. Back out top. Here's a pass over on the right wing. Three-point shot is good by Taylor Jenkins. Jenkins with a three to make it 20-15. The lead is back to five. Fort Recovery with the ball and the lead. Down to 3:17 to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard here. Back outside to Kiara Wendell on the left side. Brooke Collig firing a three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound. Allie Vaughn got it up. No good. Rebound. Wapakoneta. It's tipped out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. Once again, you're listening to good old J Country 101 at 100.9 on your FM dial. Fort Recovery girls basketball this afternoon from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery 1-0, beating Crestview last Friday, trying to go to 2-0 today. Wapakoneta with the ball, shots fired up, it's good. Nice shot there by Mackenzie Wilson. Almost a three, but they gave her just two. It's 20-17, the lead is down to three now. Paige Fortkamp back out top, Kiki Wendell lobs it in to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp turns, fires, shot is deflected by Mackenzie Wilson, and Wapakoneta has the basketball back. I almost thought Kiki should have taken that shot. She was absolutely wide open.
Yes, she was.
Top of the key there. Here's a drive to the hole, and a foul is going to be called, I think. Let's see which one they're going to get. It's going to be on Kiara Wendell. Score is 20-17, but now Wapakoneta has the opportunity to cut it down to 1 point. Addie Allen with the basketball. It's up, and it is off the front of the rim. No good. He will have one more. That helped. Kiara Wendell goes out of the game. Olivia Patch comes back in. There's the next free throw by Addie Allen. It's good this time. She gets one of two, and that cuts the lead to 2 points at 20-18. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Allie Vaughn on the left side. Brooke Collig with it around the horn. Over on the right to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn out top to Brooke Collig. Between the circles. Goes down low to Olivia Patch. Over on the left to Paige Fortkamp. That's her three-point shot. She hit two of them. Missed that one. Rebound Val Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp connects from about 10 feet away to make it 22-18. There's a foul call on Paige Fortkamp as she reached in on Addie Allen of Wapakoneta. Not the one-and-one yet. It'll be out of bounds for Wapak. K&L Tractor Sales and Service has outstanding service for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service for all of your service needs. There's a foul called on Fort Recovery, maybe?
Yeah.
Yep, Brooke. Brooke Collig, number one on her. Still not the one-and-one. Tossing it in here is going to be Cassie Minig for Wapakoneta. She'll give it off to Addie Allen. Wapakoneta 0-2 on the year, losing to Minster and St. Henry. Fort Recovery 1-0, defeating Crestview. And the ball's thrown out of bounds. The scores for Wapak were pretty close. Minster winning 57-53, and St. Henry winning 30-25. At least that's according to Max Preps, which they're not always right, but left side it goes to Olivia Patch. Olivia comes in, hooks it up, and missed it. Rebound comes down. Allie Vaughn up no good, and she's fouled from behind, so Allie will be at the free throw line with two shots coming here. You know, K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, look over their new endurance line of litter spreaders by BBI from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Free throw is up there and good. Got them both.
She's got a pair. I'll split them actually, Rob.
Okay.
Missed the first one.
23-18 is the score. One of two there. Free throw from the left, or three-point shot from the left side is good by Cassie Saunders, and that quickly brings Wapakoneta back to within two again at 23-21. There's Paige Fortkamp, a three from the right side, no good. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. Lady Redskins have the ball with 48 seconds to go. Now they have the opportunity to tie or go ahead here in this K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Wapakoneta down by two with the ball, 23-21. And here is Paige Fortkamp knocking the ball away, and they're going to say that in her effort to get it back, Katie Lisi touched the ball and knocked it out of bounds, so Fort Recovery gets the ball. Paige Fortkamp will head to the bench as Kiki Wendell will come back in. 31 seconds left to go here. Uh-oh. Oh, almost thrown away, but Kiara goes back and got it. That was concerning there for a little bit. Kiki Wendell with the ball out front. Lady Indians going to take the last shot here, leading by 2 points, 23-21, on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Right side to Val Mollenkamp, down to seven. Mollenkamp goes inside to Whitley Rammel. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound, Wapakoneta. And stolen back by Fort Recovery, but time expires. And that's the end of the first half of play. It's Fort Recovery 23, Wapakoneta 21. What was the score at the end of the first quarter there, Brian?
I did not write that down wrong.
Okay, all right. I'll forgive you. We lead, though, 23-21 at the moment here at halftime. Fort Recovery And Wapakoneta battling here. It's a close game. Anybody's game, that's for sure. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats for you folks coming up. Don't go away right after we pause for this.
Now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's the Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There are lots of reasons you love banking with Second National Bank. Like the feeling you get when you walk through our doors. A warmth that comes from personal attention, sophisticated support, and trustworthy guidance. Maybe your reason is convenience. 24/7 online banking, our free mobile banking app, or the ability to call, email, text, or web chat with us whenever you like. Regardless, the most important reason to us will be yours. Second National Bank, be delighted. Be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
And again, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We appreciate them very much. They've been a long time booster of Fort Recovery broadcast here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, our studio producers today, Lindsey Green is the studio producer for the radio station, WPGW at 100.9 on the FM dial. And Mr. Dale Spencer, the studio producer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Owen Shane is manning the controls back at FortRecoveryRadio.com studio. Owen, I'm sorry I messed you up there in the beginning. One of those things with radio, things happen sometimes. We got on a little bit late here today because of an error on my part, which I don't like for that to happen very often, but it does happen once in a while. Well, Brian, over to you, and let's take a look at some of the scoring here this first half, where Fort Recovery leads by 2, 23-21.
Yeah, for the Indians, we have a host of Indians that have kind of chipped in right now. We have Paige Fortkamp with 6 points and 2 threes. We have Kiki Wendell with 5. Val Mullenkamp with 4. Allie Vaughn with 4. Brooke Collig with 4. And then Olivia Patch and Whitley Rammel both got in the game but did not score for the Indians.
It was a close game in the junior varsity, although Wapakoneta led almost all the way, and the Lady Indians made a charge at the end after trailing by 8 points going into the last quarter, 26-18. Fort Recovery came back and actually took the lead, didn't they, there at the end?
Yes.
Led by 1 point there at the end before Wapakoneta hit a basket with 9 seconds to go to win the game, 33-32 over Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Grace Guggenbiller, who had 8. Faith Gruby had 6. Whitley Rammel with 7 also. Those were your main scorers. And then we had Faith Wendell with 4, 2 apiece for Alexis Wendell and Elena Evers, and 2 for Sylvie Straningo.
She's our German foreign exchange student, so.
How would you pronounce that? Strawinoga.
Everyone pronounces it Sylvie, and everyone around here knows who she is. So.
Sylvie had two, and Elizabeth Allig had 1 point. So again, Grace Guggenbiller with 8, and Whitley Rammel 7, and Faith Gruby with 6 for the junior varsity. As they go to 0-2 on the year, unfortunately, losing to Crestview last Friday, and then losing here to Wapakoneta today. We've got a game that's anybody's game here in this one, with Fort Recovery hanging on to a 2-point lead, even though we've been leading the entire game pretty much. But Wapakoneta is not going to go away.
No, they're not. They play real hard, and maybe not the most skilled right now with our pressure of handling that, but they have beat us a couple times on some back doors, and unfortunately for them, they haven't been able to capitalize on those. And I thought their zone actually gave us some problems there in that early first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, and we got to do maybe a little better job of getting some ball movement and attacking that zone and not just stand around the perimeter. But also, we've kind of missed some easy shots, and we got to do a better job of finishing those too. But I think our pressure will hopefully get to them in the second half some too.
Paige Fortkamp hit a couple of nice three-pointers in that second quarter, but then missed a couple in a row. So let's hope that she can get back on target and help out the offense here in the second half as well. It's a team effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think we also need to get back pushing the ball a little bit. That's how we had some early success, and in transition, getting them to running a little bit, and we kind of stopped doing that when they went to that zone. And if they're going to be relying on that zone, we want to push it out and don't let them get a chance to get set up either.
We are at halftime. It's Fort Recovery leading 23-21. What's the latest Ohio State score there?
It's 28-16, start of the third, and J.K. Dobbins went off on a 30-yard run to move the ball a little bit for the Buckeyes, and hopefully we can punch this thing in.
That would be a pretty nice lead 35-16.
Especially with our defense, kind of how it's been. We've settled down here early. We gave up some really bad plays at the start of the half, but we've kind of settled in here, and hopefully that continues.
Well, we'll return in a moment here at the Portside Fieldhouse, where Fort Recovery leads by 2 points over Wapakoneta in girls basketball, right after we pause for this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency, today at 888-375-4181.
Class, school is in session.
Oh, no.
The pool is closed.
Oh, no.
The leaves are turning colors.
Oh.
Class, what time of year is it?
It's fall.
That's right. This time of year, farmers are geared up for harvest, and there is more equipment moving to and from the fields. So enjoy this time of year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Please give us a call at 800-637-7161.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. Result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Next week, our broadcast schedule again will be at Versailles on Thursday, as Fort Recovery's girls play at Versailles in a conference matchup, our first conference matchup of the year. And the next night, the Versailles boys will be here at Fort Recovery. We'll have that game on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. And then on Saturday next weekend, it's Jay County's boys and girls. The girls will be playing in the afternoon, and the boys will be playing at night. We'll have all those for you here on the radio next week. Here's Val Mollenkamp going to the hole and missed a layup. No good. Rebound comes down to Allie Vaughn. She puts it up no good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. And, boy, doggone it, Val's got to hit those shots. And she was pretty well wide open on that one.
Yeah, great drive by Val on the baseline and just rolled her in and out. And unfortunately for her, but she'll hit those.
Free throws up and no good by Allie Vaughn. She'll have one more. Once again, you're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on the FM dial. Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta in girls basketball this afternoon. This one is up and good. They widen the gap to 24-21. Lady Indians by three. And Fort Recovery's pressing full court here as Wapakoneta will bring the basketball up the court. With it there is Addie Allen dribbling against Kiki Wendell over on the right wing to Mackenzie Wilson. Wilson looking for a teammate. She's got the lanky basketball build. Taylor Jenkins with it. Back on the left side it goes to Addie Allen. Allen passing back out top between the circles to Cassie Saunders. And we've got a foul called on Brooke Collig reaching in, they say. Number two on Brooke. Our third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Cooper Farms, the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a drive to the hole by Wapakoneta, but they pull up. Now the pass goes off to Addie Allen, who misses a layup for Wapakoneta. So I guess we're even. We each miss layups here to start the second half. Here's Allie Vaughn going down, puts it up, in and out, no good. How much deeper can you go without going in on that one?
That's about like Val's, actually.
24-21. Wapakoneta with the ball as they got the rebound. And we could have hit those two shots. We'd have been a much more comfortable lead here, but now it's still a three-point game. There's a drive to the hole. It's no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery as Casey Minig misses that one. Val Mollenkamp picks up the foul, number one, on Val. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Free throw is no good.
On a positive, Rob, Buckeye scored. It's 35-16 now.
Okay, looking pretty good now. And this one's up and no good. Rebound comes to Olivia Patch. Right side it goes to Brooke Collig. Out top to Allie Vaughn to Brooke Collig. Down low to Olivia Patch. Turns, tries to pass off. Ball's tipped by Wapakoneta, and it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will toss the ball in here. Goes into Val Mollenkamp. Val, top of the key, right side it goes to Brooke Collig. Kiki Wendell with it. Lost the ball, stolen away from her by Cassie Saunders, and now tipped out of bounds by the Lady Indians. Wapakoneta will have it. Well, yet a lot of people think that Jim Harbaugh will not be at Michigan next year.
I think we need to keep him.
He may leave on his own. Not saying he'll be forced out, but I know he's not real popular with the Michigan fans, mainly because he can't beat Ohio State.
Could be the only coach to go 0-5 in the series.
Looks like it, the way it's going right now. Outside to Cassie Minig. Over on the left to Mackenzie Wilson. Pass inside, back outside. Wapakoneta with the ball, trailing by three, 24-21. There's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. And on Allie, that is number one. Wapakoneta will toss it in. Comes out deep here to Mackenzie Wilson. She'll give it over to Cassie Minig. And there's Val Mollenkamp tipping it and stealing it. Down underneath the Kiki Wendell. Nice pass, but Kiki misses a layup. Man, come on, ladies. Let's get it together here. Here's the ball tipped out of bounds by Allie Vaughn.
Someone climbed up at half and put a lid on those rims.
They have indeed. Halftime score was 23-21, and we're only at 24-21. Only 1 point by either team here, about halfway through the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Wapakoneta, 3-point shot is no good, short. Rebound, Wapakoneta getting the board was Taylor Jenkins. Over on the right side and bringing it out top is Addie Allen for Wapakoneta. They trail by three. Allen in the lane, goes down, scoops it up, missed it. They're going to call Brooke Collig with her third personal foul. So she's in a little bit of foul trouble here with still 4:23 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Check out all the wonderful job opportunities at Cooper Farms in both Fort Recovery and St. Henry and all the other Cooper Farms locations at cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. Free throw is good by Addie Allen to finally get them off of 21. It's 24-22. This one is good also. And now the lead is 1 point, 24-23. Fort Recovery with the lead and with the ball. No press here for Wapakoneta. They pack it in on the left side to Allie Vaughn, back outside to Hope Wendell, who's in the game now. Here's Kiara Wendell popping the shot and missing. And out of bounds it goes. They say it's going to go to Fort Recovery. They say it was tipped.
I think it's going to be overturned.
The one official said it was tipped.
Nope.
No, the one official says no, it was tipped. Tipped by Wapakoneta, so we keep it. Fort Recovery keeps the ball. Back outside to Allie Vaughn. Left side to Olivia Patch. Patch now to Kiki Wendell. Right side to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp goes to Olivia Patch. Patch at the free throw line. Left side to Kiki. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound chased down in the corner by Wapakoneta. And she bangs it off the leg of Kiara Wendell out of bounds. So Wapakoneta will keep the ball. 24-23. Now Wapak can take the lead here in this struggling Cooper Farms third quarter. Cooper Farms Fort Recovery and their turkey processing plant in St. Henry. Wapakoneta almost lost it there, but not quite. They retain possession. Right side it goes to Nikane Ambos. Ambos will pass off to Mackenzie Wilson. Now back on the left to Katie Lisi. Lisi goes on the wing. There's Addie Allen with it. Allen back out to Lisi, but threw it away. Oh, they say it was tipped by Fort Recovery. Wapakoneta with the ball. In the forecourt it goes. Mackenzie Wilson with it. Down to 3 minutes left here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Three-point shot is no good. Missing that one was Nikane Ambos. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Here's Paige Fortkamp inside. Misses the layup. Put back up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Allie is fouled and she'll be at the free throw line with two shots coming here. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Check out Cooper Farms corn buying line at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161 to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. It's up and no good by Allie Vaughn. Man, this has been a horrible quarter for us. 1 point.
Really sloppy right now on a Saturday morning here, Rob.
So far in this quarter, it's been a disaster. This one's no good again. Rebound, Wapakoneta. Casey Minnig with the rebound. And now Wapakoneta can try to take the lead again. They've had their struggles also. They've only scored 2 points in the quarter. We've scored only one. On the left side is Taylor Jenkins. Right side it goes to Nikane Ambos. Back on the left. There's Casey Minnig with it. She'll drive in. Ball's blocked out of bounds by Allie Vaughn, and she might have been called for a foul there. Fortunately, she wasn't, although she only has one. Whitley Rammel comes back in for Fort Recovery, and Hope Wendell will leave after a brief substitute stint there for Hope. Back outside it goes to Nikane Ambos. Ambos gives over to Taylor Jenkins. Back to Ambos. Back on the left wing. There's Addie Allen dribbling the ball. Now she'll pass off to Ambos. Fires a shot up. No good. About a 15-footer. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Lady Indians with the ball. They hang on to the lead here. Allie Vaughn down low. Brings it back out. Passing out to Kiki Wendell. Down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. We lead by one, 24-23. Here's Paige Fortkamp up, no good. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta. Hitting Kane Ambos. Non-league game here between Fort Recovery and Wapakoneta, and it's always a struggle against Wapakoneta. But they're struggling too here. Neither team doing anything in this third quarter offensively. Fort Recovery calls timeout. Minute 40 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Fort Recovery 24 and 23 for Wapakoneta. Again, Fort Recovery scored 1 point in the quarter, and Wapakoneta has scored 2 points in the quarter. A very low scoring third quarter. We'll return in a moment.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes. We also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think Brent Decamp's over there thinking, I could be home watching the big game if I hadn't taken this job.
Football coach missing the biggest game in the state of Iowa.
That's got to be tough for him. Hopefully he's DVRing it. Here is Wapakoneta with the ball. It's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Allie Vaughn. And so Wapakoneta keeps the ball underneath their own hoop. 24-23. What a terrible third quarter this has been offensively. Here's a three-point shot. Good by Wapakoneta, and they take the lead. As getting that basket was Taylor Jenkins to give Wapakoneta a lead at 26-24. And that may be their first lead of the game. I don't know. Did they lead it?
Nope. That was it right there.
The first lead of the game for Wapakoneta. Allie Vaughn back out to Kiara Wendell. Right side, Paige Fortkamp on a three. Looks good, and it is, and we get it right back. Paige Fortkamp gets a three to make it 27-26. 51 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Recovery leading by one. So there's a shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. His last touching the ball was Mackenzie Wilson. So neither team hitting a field goal in the third quarter until just now. Each team hits three. 35-16. Ohio State leads Michigan in the big game up in Michigan today. In the third quarter, a traveling call on Kiki Wendell. 30 seconds left in the quarter. That will give the ball back to Wapakoneta and a chance for the Lady Redskins to take the lead back. Good luck to Marion Local tonight. They play, I think, Mechanicsburg tonight. Is that who they play?
I think that sounds right.
Chance for them to go to the state championship game again in football. Here's a three-point shot, no good. Whitley Rammel with the rebound on Taylor Jenkins' missed shot. Fort Recovery has time to score and get another basket here. Kiki Wendell comes down, lost the ball, picked up by Val Mollenkamp. Three-point shot is no good. Saved by Paige Fortkamp into the hands of Kiki Wendell. And Kiki almost had a chance to get it up there and in, but the time expires. 27-26, what a struggle in this third quarter. Fort Recovery hanging on to the lead, though. Lady Indians lead by one. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Lady Indians trying to hang on. 27-26, Fort Recovery with the lead.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock with various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant Headlights and get a pair of Performer Wiper Blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's the Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
There's Mr. Kim Day sitting right over there, cheering the Indians on here today. Of course, his daughter Macy is on the team. Stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Down she comes, up and in. And she's fouled in the act of shooting by Wapakoneta's Addie Allen. And the Lady Indians go up 29-26. Chance for a 30-26 lead. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We thank them for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor today. Located in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and in Indiana, on Union City in Bern, Indiana, Kalp Pharmacy. Free throw's no good, but the Indians get the rebound. Chance to get two more points here. Val Mollenkamp way out top on the left of Brooke Colleague. Colleague to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp over to Kiki Wendell. Wendell dribbling the ball to Brooke Colleague. Colleague comes in, stops, feeds on the right side to Paige Fortkamp. Val Mollenkamp, top of the key. Here is Brooke Colleague back to Paige Fortkamp. Takes a three-point shot. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Val Mollenkamp. Saved. Paige Fortkamp has it. Back outside to Kiki Wendell. Here's Val Mollenkamp in the corner. Drives in. It's up and no good. Rebound Mollenkamp. Nope, we got a jump ball. And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. I'm not really seeing any player on our team that really right now is wanting to take charge here, Brian. Nobody seems to have any confidence.
No, and, you know, right now no one can really seem to be throwing it in the ocean very well. So
Val Mollenkamp just missed a shot. Fort Recovery got the rebound again, but Kiki Wendell's been called for traveling, so the ball will go back to Wapakoneta here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. You know, if you need handicapped medical equipment, stop in at Kalp Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery. If you know a handicapped individual, maybe something new for them to make life easier in the handicapped medical equipment category would be a nice Christmas gift. Consider that at Kalp Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whatever you need, they have it. Wapakoneta with the ball. Free throw line, back on the right side it goes to Casey Minig. Here's Mackenzie Wilson with it. Right side to Casey Minig. Minig in the lane, feeding back outside to Addie Allen. Left side to Taylor Jenkins. Jenkins lost the ball out of bounds. But this last touch by Fort Recovery. So Wapakoneta retains possession, trailing by three, 29-26. And Wapakoneta was still with the ball, and there's a foul called on Paige Fortkamp. Number two on page. Olivia Patch comes in. Whitley Rammel goes out for Fort Recovery. So we have Olivia along with Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, Brooke Colleague, and Allie Vaughn in the lineup at the moment. Wapakoneta with the ball. Almost lost it. And there's a foul called on Allie Vaughn. Reaching in. That's number two on her. Really the only player that we have that's even close to foul problems is Brooke Colleague, who has three. And she hasn't been whistled for one quite a while. Here's timeout Wapakoneta. 6 minutes to go in the game on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. It's 29-26. Lady Indians struggling to a three-point lead at the moment.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
We're at the Fortside Fieldhouse today. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch. Our studio producers, we have Lindsey Green at the radio station, Neil Spencer and Owen Shane for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome to the broadcast. We have not seen much offense today. It's been a defensive struggle here between these two teams. Almost stolen by Brooke Colleague, but Wapakoneta retains control of the basketball. And it's tipped out of bounds by Brooke Colleague. And so that will give the ball back to Wapakoneta. 42-16 now. Ohio State crushing Michigan today.
Some things just don't change, Rob.
A lot of people think Ohio State is the best team in the country. We'll find out, I guess, huh? Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fort Recovery, so Wapakoneta will have it at the far end of the court. Now they play the Big Ten Championship. Ohio State and who's going to be?
It's the winner of Wisconsin and Minnesota, which is playing at 3:30 today.
Okay.
In Indianapolis.
Down at Bankers, or down at Lucas Oil Stadium, I should say.
Yep.
5:29 left in the game. Wapakoneta with the ball, 29-26. Between the circles is Nikane Ambos. She passes off to Cassie Saunders on the left. On the wing there is Mackenzie Wilson. Now in the lane, puts it up and good for Addie Allen, and that cuts the lead back to one at 29-28. Fort Recovery with the lead and with the ball here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Ask a Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Indians. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Coming into Wapakoneta's Nikane Ambos. She will feed off to Wilson. Wilson looks, shovels a pass out to Addie Allen. Allen goes back to Wilson on the give and go, and she scores. Mackenzie Wilson scores on the layup, and that puts Wapakoneta in the lead at 30-29. Here's Val Mollenkamp driving to the hoop, up no good. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta. Only the second lead of the game for Wapakoneta. All here in the second half. Taylor Jenkins with it now. Right side to Mackenzie Wilson. On the left to Taylor Jenkins. Jenkins will lob a pass into Cassie Saunders, who cut the baseline to the hole and scores. And that's a three-point lead now, 32-29. That is the biggest lead of the game for Wapakoneta. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Good. Paige Fortkamp seems to be one of the few scorers today. 32-31. How many points does she have now, Brian?
She's got 13 of our 31.
And there is a timeout call by Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery down by one. 3:37 to go. Wapakoneta with the ball here in the Cal Pharmacy. Fourth and final quarter. We'll return in just a moment.
Business owners rely on Second National Bank for resources and commitment. We make all types of loans in many sizes for many industries. As your business changes and grows, your lender stays with you. Count on Second National for responsiveness, consistency, and expertise with a commercial loan that fits your business. Local decisions, customized lending solutions, it's our commitment to you. Call Second National Bank today. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Lady Indians are down by one, 32-31, and Wapakoneta has the basketball. We have a timeout going on here. We do remind you that Calp Pharmacy, again, is open later in the on many of the weeknights here at their Fort Recovery location for your convenience. Don't forget they have some nice Christmas gift selections for you, too, at Calp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery, and they're celebrating Small Business Saturday until 4 o'clock this afternoon, so you still have time to go up and see what's happening there on Small Business Saturday at Calp Pharmacy and many of the other Fort Recovery businesses as well today on this Small Business Saturday. Tossing it in here is Casey Minnig. Goes in the backcourt to Nikane Ambos, guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Over on the left side, there's Addie Allen. And the pass comes back to Allen, knocked away by Kiki Wendell. Scramble for the ball. Still loose, picked up by Wapakoneta's Wilson, Mackenzie Wilson. She will come down, double team, cross-court pass. Goes to Nikane Ambos on the far side. Wapakoneta will reset the offense here. 3 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And an inside pass is stolen by Val Mollenkamp. They tried to hit Wilson on the baseline, and Mollenkamp steals it away. Here's an outside shot. It's up and no good from three-point land by Allie Vaughn. Rebound comes to Wapakoneta's Taylor Jenkins. 32-31. Fort Recovery on the short side of the score at the moment by 1 point. Underneath, there's traveling. And that was the call, traveling on the Nikane Ambos of Wapakoneta. That'll give the ball back to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Looking on Cassie Saunders down here. She's got apparently a nosebleed for Wapakoneta. So she's out of commission for the moment. Here's Paige Fortkamp, a three-point shot from the corners. No good. Rebound comes down to Wapakoneta to Mackenzie Wilson. But when we do get our shots, Brian, it seems like we only get one. No offensive rebounds to speak of.
No, not this half. We did some in the first half, but not right now. Especially when we need some second-chance points.
Addie Allen with the ball. We need any kind of points. But not happening. Outside with it. We've scored only 8 points in this entire half. And we're almost down to the final minute here. The ball tipped away and stolen by Paige Fortkamp. Going to go all the way up and in. And that puts the Lady Indians on top at 33-32. Wapakoneta thought there might have been a foul there and no call. And now we got a foul called on Paige Fortkamp, I believe, or just out of bounds. Apparently just out of bounds.
Well, and the girl that had the ball that Paige stole from, she thought they were going to blow a whistle, and she stopped playing and didn't get back on defense. He gave Paige a run out.
That's what we needed, I guess. One layup with no defense on us.
Makes things easier that way.
33-32. Lady Indians up by one. Here's a three-point shot that is no good. gunned up there by Addie Allen. Rebound comes to Allie Vaughn. She'll come down. Allie all the way over in the corner. Kiki Wendell. No good. It doesn't go. Rebound Allie Vaughn, though. Back out to Page Four Camp, and the Lady Indians reset the offense. Down to 58 seconds, and we've got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. No, a foul. Fouls called on Taylor Jenkins, number two.
I'd say they're going to hear a lot of those because they only got 14 fouls, down one with 57 seconds. I would expect them to come after the ball hard.
Inbounds pass comes to Kiki Wendell. There is a foul called on Addie Allen. It's number five now. Yeah, I'm sure you're right there. Allie Vaughn will toss it in for the Lady Indians. We lead by one, 33-32. There's another foul called on Addie Allen. That's number six now. So the next one will put Fort Recovery at the free throw line. Allie Vaughn will toss it in. Here's Brooke Collig across the timeline. Double teamed. Oh, almost threw it away. Kiki Wendell comes up with it and goes to the hole and scores. Kiara Wendell with a layup to make it 35-32. Lady Indians now on top by three, and time's running out for Wapakoneta. We're down to 30 seconds. Taylor Jenkins over on the right side to Mackenzie Wilson. With the ball now is McCain Ambos. Stolen by Paige Fourcamp, and I think they're going to call a foul on Wapakoneta. And they are, and Paige Fourcamp is going to go to the line with a 1-1. I think we've got this baby in the bag, Brian. I know, it's never over till it's over.
Well, the day's gone, Rob. I wouldn't say anything just quite yet.
21 and a half seconds to go in the game. Lady Indians leading by three, and Paige Fourcamp going to the line. If she hits both of them, I'm pretty sure it's over.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot more confident. She, at least at one, I'd feel more confident.
Make it a two-possession game, and she missed it. Rebound, Wapakoneta. Oh, boy, they can tie it up with a three. Down to 16 seconds, and timeouts called by Wapakoneta. Wapakoneta's coach, Rusty Allen, calls timeout. It must be his daughter, Addie, who's in the game there.
Yeah, it is.
We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to order pizza.
We don't have any pizza.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
We don't have any food. I think you might have the wrong number.
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't do food. I've got a car, so I could go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great. While you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I see Allie's brother Trevor over there watching the game today, home for the Thanksgiving break. Unless he lives at home. Does he live at home?
No, he lives and has fun at Muncie, Indiana.
Student at Ball State. Action back in now, down to the final seconds, 10 seconds. Wapakoneta needs a three-point shot. They're not going to get it.
Great defense, Indians.
Here's a three-pointer at the horn. It's no good by Cassie Saunders, and that ends the game. And Fort Recovery hangs on to win this struggle 35-32. Wow.
Ugly win, but it's a win.
It is a win. 35-32. Lady Indians win this contest. And, boy, what a struggle it was. But, hey, we come out on top. That's the main thing. We'll have a wrap-up coming up for you in a moment right after we pause for this.
Class, school is in session.
Oh, no.
The pool is closed.
Oh, no.
The leaves are turning colors.
Oh.
Class, what time of year is it?
It's fall.
That's right. This time of year, farmers are geared up for harvest, and there's more equipment moving to and from the fields. So enjoy this time of year, but be careful. When it comes to safety, we all need to pay attention.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Please give us a call at 800-637-7161.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Well, it was a struggle in the second half. I think Fort Recovery scored 12 points, and Wapakoneta ended up scoring 11 in the second half of play. As Fort Recovery comes off with a 35-32 victory over the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins, improving their record to 2-0 on the year. But it was in doubt there several times late in the game. Wapakoneta did lead a couple, three times in the contest before Fort Recovery came back and won the game. Always nice to win from behind like that, I guess. You never like to be behind, but when you are, it's nice to come back.
Yeah, it is. You know, especially a game that your offense is not clicking on all, you know, game long. But it's, you know, you got to hang your hat on defense, and you know, we were able to do that.
Well, let's check out the scores here, Brian.
Yeah, for the Indians, we were led by Paige Fortkamp. She was the one Indian today that played really well and was able to shoot it and did some really good things on offense. She had 15 for us, and then Kiki Wendell had 7. She had a late bucket that was big for us as well, as did Paige on a steal. And then Allie Vaughn had 5, and Val Mollenkamp with 4, Brooke Collig with 4, and then Whitley Ramo and Olivia Patch did not score, but played good defense on Walpock's best post players. So.
Well, nice to score 35 and win.
I call that a thing of beauty, Rob.
I don't know. It was a rough one today. I can't believe Holly is going to be happy with this. But, I mean, she's happy to win. I know that. We're all happy to win, but... So what are they taking the photo of down there? A bunch of seniors or what?
I got no clue. I think it's just Kim Wendell. She's picture happy and does a great job for pictures. She's one of those people you love to have around because you don't have to worry about taking pictures of your kids. You just go online and pin. Kim has 1,000 pictures after every game, it seems like, on there. And you can find, you know, one of any kind on there. So it's great to have her around. I'm not really sure what that was about, but probably Buckeye celebration of a Buckeye game, I guess. I don't know. And this one right now is the senior picture they usually take after every game. So,
okay. Yeah, she does shoot a lot of photos, I will say that.
She's a parent best friend.
Oh. Again, in the JV game, Fort Recovery ended up losing that one by 1, 33-32. Lady Indians trailed the whole way and came back and almost won it, but couldn't quite get the right basket at the end. 33-32 was the final on that one. Very similar score to the varsity game. Grace Guggenbiller had 8 points to lead the junior varsity. 7 for Whitley Rammel, 6 for Faith Gruby, 4 for Faith Wendell, 2 points apiece for Elena Evers and Sylvie S. And Elizabeth Allig had 1 point in the contest as well. So we'll see if we can get Holly to come up here or not to do a quick little interview. And again, we have IU basketball coming up later on today. And then we have Jay County basketball tonight in boys basketball. Jay County hosting Richmond, and that'll be at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. And then we'll have Blackford and Bluffton in boys basketball 100.9 tonight. Holly Gann joins us, the new coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Well, Coach, you didn't get any chance to relax on this one.
Nope, we sure didn't.
It was a struggle and started out really well, but boy, after the first quarter.
Yep, offensively, you know, they slowed us down, which is usually one of our strengths. And, you know, down the stretch, we had great looks. So we knew eventually, you know, those things would start falling for us, and just got to keep pushing through.
Well, it's nice that even though things did not go well there offensively, the gals just kept hanging in there and kept battling away and found a way to win this one, and that's what you like to do, is to come out with a W.
Yep, that was definitely what we got. You know, down the stretch, we knew what we were getting today. So obviously we had some assignments that we knew we had to take away. Liv Patch did a great job on number 15. She put herself in great defensive position the whole day. And honestly, in my mind, we took her out, and we knew that if she would have a good game along with those guards, we would lose. So down the stretch, Liv Patch was in great defensive position. You know, ultimately, Paige Fortkamp came in for us and put up some big points today and brought some intensity in, got a late steal, and, you know, we finished. So that's good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Paige with 15 points to lead us today in scoring. She was the only one in double figures, and she had some nice three-point baskets as well. So obviously she can do that. You see her do that in practice a lot, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why I said at any given day we got 7-8 players that can put up those numbers for us, and so that makes us pretty dangerous.
Well, the pre-conference schedule is over with now, and we head into Versailles on Thursday, so that's not an easy task.
Nope. That schedule doesn't ever get easier, in fact, so it just keeps on rolling. So we're just going to take one game at a time and focus on Versailles for Thursday.
I imagine when you played, Versailles was a thorn in the side, too.
You know, that's the beauty about the MAC, is that no MAC game is going to be an easy game. There's no automatic W's in the MAC. So Versailles, again, Stonebreaker was there when I played, and she obviously is doing a different role, so I imagine it's not going to be easy, because it never is, but that's okay.
Well, we'll be there to call the game for you, and we hope that we can come through with another win and go to 3-0 on the year and capture that first conference win at Versailles on Thursday night. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks for coming up, Holly, and we wish you the best, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, as her Lady Indians pull out the victory today, 35-32. Any final comments there, Brian?
No. You know, well, I always got something to say, Rob, I guess. But, you know, it just, you know, one of those things, you know, I know Holly's been trying to concentrate on offense and scoring and stuff, but, you know, that's not going to be there every game. And, you know, something you got to be able to do is guard. And, you know, when those shots aren't falling, you got to be able to come through with the defense. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to be able to do that today. And that's just something that's got to be kind of consistent, because that's something you can control. You know, you can't control your shots going in, but you can always control your effort and what you do on defense. And, you know, good thing that we did that today. So,
yeah, I'd say the defense definitely kept us in the contest here today, that's for sure. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your help always.
Yep, no problem. Enjoyed it.
Thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green at the radio station, Neil Spencer and Owen Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Congratulations, Ohio State fans. It's not over yet, but Ohio State leads 42-25. In the fourth quarter, so Michigan's making a comeback, Brian.
Yeah, Fields has been out he's back on now finally, but he's been kind of limpy and gimpy, and that's not good for us. But defense has got to come through and give the ball to Dobbins.
Well, thanks again, folks, for listening in today. The Indians come away with a victory 35-32 over the Wapakoneta Lady Redskins, going to 2-0 on the season in varsity play. Again, the JV lost by one. They dropped to 0-2 on the year. Until next time, I'm Rob Weaver saying have a great day on this Saturday as Fort Recovery again next in action against Versailles at Versailles on Thursday night.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.